Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. You can check us out on our live stream, subscribe to our page, and then every time you log in, boom!
It's right there. That's it. On YouTube, because Spectre said nobody will subscribe if we told them
pow,
to.
Right in the kisser.
We want to make Spectre look like he has to eat his hat, as they like to say. And we'll get a picture of him actually eating a hat if we get 100 subscribers this morning. So go to YouTube, subscribe to 96.5 The Fan. You can see our beautiful smiling faces on there. Here's a bitter individual on a Friday, Dusty, from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line from the 816. I bench Kelsey in my fantasy football since he's deciding not to play football now.
Don't do that.
That'll make you break the fourth wall. I mean, okay. I will say this.
That guy is so mad.
And you can listen to Mac Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock with Fantasy Football. I will say this, though, and don't get mad at me, fans. Please don't get mad at me. This is me coming back from my old show. If Kelsey has a big game this week and you are lacking in running back or wide receiver support, Sell that brother high, man. Go get you, you know, if you don't have a running back and, you know, somebody who's got like three and it's, you know, one of them is J.K. Dobbins, who is going to be a lot. You know what you have with Travis Kelce? Local fans and fantasy love them some Chiefs players.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes went in the first round of one of my drafts. Rashee Rice, which now I think is a great pick, went like 11th overall. I'm like, whoa, that's way high on Rashee Rice. And now I'm watching the season. I'm like, maybe that's right about
I told
where
you Rashee Rice day one of training camp. Well, now the draft was already over?
Well, I guess not.
No, first day of training camp.
I think you're talking about he might be the best receiver in Chiefs history.
Oh, no. I said during training camp, I told you he's going to have a nice year.
I mean, we're getting into the script, which, you know what? I'll save it because this was on Rob Riggle's podcast. I mean, you think that we're making this stuff up when we talk about like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm happy that it happens to celebrities. What happens to you and I?
I will never forgive the NFL rigging the last Super Bowl for Taylor Swift fans.
Okay, so
this is
everything
absurd.
Scripted. You've heard that. You've heard the NFL is scripted.
Total bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, can't play that on the air.
Injuries? How do you script dropped balls? How do you?
No. Just let's just do this. How do you get a conspiracy among thousands of players who are out there breaking their bones and sweating and bleeding and
personnel
and coaches and, you know,
no one's leaked a script yet.
Stop. Yeah, this is absurd. This is absurd.
It's awesome.
Two people can't keep a secret.
You
think the thousands of NFL players who go out there and bang and smash and wreck their bodies and bleed, they're going to go, oh yeah, I'm just going to. It doesn't work like that.
Today you will be popping your ACL.
Yeah.
You'll be out for the next year, but you'll still get paid.
Yeah.
Explain the script to Tua.
Well, that's
too soon.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I'm just saying. Explain that. If it's scripted.
Look at what happened last night.
Nick Chubb.
Explain. You know the script. But things happen.
Oh, the script is last night.
Last night is.
Hey, Rodgers. We need you in New York.
That's as scripting as you can get. Aaron Rodgers had an opportunity to basically go anywhere that he wanted to go.
Right.
As a quote unquote free agent trade, whatever the hell happened up there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose to go to be a quarterback in the AFC to face off against Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, all the great quarterbacks, when he very well could have gone to an NFC team, but the league wanted him to go to the Jets because they need New York to be good because it's good for business. Just like they're pushing the LA narrative, they realized the Giants were in despair. Mm. The Jets had a pretty good team. Get Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, prop up our business, and everybody will fawn all over the Jets. People are losing their minds this morning, as you mentioned. Mm. You know, Adam Schefter, this is 40. This is the Patriots. This is why if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, who we still need to dive into their loser attitude, what they're doing. I mean, they're a sicko bunch, man. They are a warped individual in organization that is sick. Sick.
All right.
You got people with Travis Kelce as their screensaver inside that locker room. You're selling T-shirts with the inner. You're a sick organization that has a sick fascination with the Chiefs.
And you cussed at my daughter.
That's exactly their fans did, right? I mean, their fans suck. Worst fans in the NFL.
I was trying to fill the script ahead of time.
Worst fans in the NFL are the Bengals fans. But you're if you're a Bengal fan or you're on the Bengals and you're waking up this morning and you're like Joe Burrow's like, oh, we're 0-2. We feel pretty good. You lost to the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the script. We don't have anything. Okay. I thought we had the script.
Right. No, we don't have something like
one
that.
One man, one desire.
Yeah, the script. I was talking about the script yesterday when we were out at the High V. I mean, I've been telling you about this script for a decade. The players are talking about script. Everybody's in on the script right now. The league ran commercials about the damn script last year.
By the way, one thing that is scripted already for the game this week, I'll give you my script first.
Right.
But one thing that I can't put in my script is that the Chiefs are going to wear the all whites. God,
they
are. The all whites.
Yeah, I wish we had other uniforms to get excited about.
I know, but this one's super clean, man, and they're in the dome. Here's my script. It's real
cool. No grass stain.
Nah, you can still get some. Here's my script for the Chiefs game this weekend against Atlanta. I hope that I'm as accurate as possible. Atlanta will win the coin toss and they will receive. I don't know why, but they will. Atlanta will go all the way down the field and Kirk Cousins will throw his first interception to Trent McDuffie.
And I think if you're playing the Chiefs, you should receive every time if you win the coin toss.
And Trent McDuffie will get his first interception against Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs will then go down the field, throwing the ball three times for reception to Travis Kelce. He will have at least 28 yards on his first drive with Patrick Mahomes. They will score 7 points. The Chiefs will then go down the field again after getting the ball back on a three and out to Kirk Cousins, kick a 55-yard field goal with Harrison Butker in a dome, who could probably kick it 65 if he wanted to. The Chiefs will be up 10-0. The Atlanta Falcons will get three abysmal points at the end of the second quarter, going up to the Chiefs. It'll be 10-3 at halftime. In the second half, the wheels fall off. Patrick Mahomes fires a bomb to Xavier Worthy, just like he did to Tyreek Hill in that preseason game that we all remember when we saw Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes steal the NFL. That was the foreshadowing of it. Xavier Worthy over the top for 50 yards. Take that for your deep two safety, Kuiper. Then the Chiefs win the game 34-17. The game is over. The Chiefs are 3-0. They move on. They get out of Atlanta. Chiefs 34-17. Travis Kelce, big first drive that ends in a touchdown. Travis Kelce will have a touchdown later in the game for two touchdowns. And Trent McDuffie gets his first interception against Kirk Cousins. Chiefs win 34-17.
I like the way you're thinking there, because Travis Kelce is going to be big and Chris Jones is going to be big as well in this game. And that's why I say Sunday will be the coming out party for Travis Kelce, because much like this man who benched him on his fantasy team.
Yeah, he's not playing football anymore.
Not playing football anymore. I don't understand why these people have lives outside their jobs. So he benched Travis Kelce, but Travis Kelce's going to play his ass off this week, and he's going to freaking dominate the team in Atlanta. And the NFL senses that the Swifties are starting to get a little restless. They need to see 87 play big to keep them engaged this season because of the ratings and the money that they provide. So Travis will have himself a game. That also coupled with, you know, the text line and everybody else saying Carrington that he's washed. Travis Kelce, big stage, big night, big game. He'll go crazy. He'll get over 100 yards. He'll score the game-winning touchdown. I envision it very much like that Charger game a couple of years ago where I had COVID in my eye and I could barely see as my eye was dripping, and poor Josh had to do the show from L.A. by himself that day because I couldn't see out of my eye and it was pussing, but I did see Travis Kelce score that touchdown and win that game against the Chargers. Travis will go absolutely crazy in this game. Atlanta won't be able to keep up with the Chiefs offense. They'll end up losing by double digits along the way, I believe as well. McDuffie picks off Kirk Cousins. Chris Jones has multiple sacks. And listen to this one, okay? I want you to pause and listen to this one for a second. Andy Reid will get the win on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
He will be 3-0. Andy Reid on Sunday will officially have more wins as a Chiefs coach than he did as the Eagles coach.
Isn't he the only coach in NFL history to have 150?
130. 130 wins with two different teams.
Take that, Belichick.
Can you believe that? And I asked you guys this last night. At what year will somebody get drafted into the league that doesn't know Andy Reid coached the Eagles? I'm going to say it's 2026. I say in 2026, somebody will be drafted into the NFL, and they will say, Andy Reid coached the Eagles?
Mac, what's
in and here's the other thing. 14 years in Philadelphia to get 130 wins. He's starting year 11 here in Kansas City.
Man.
I mean, that's obliterating that pace.
Hello.
And they went to the NFC Championship four straight times. I mean, it was a bad 14 years in Philly. That's just how good it's been here. Just how good it's been here. Okay, you guys are going to make me be the bad guy. All right, this is what's in the script for this weekend. Chiefs finally lose a game where they play worse than the
other
team.
We got to go to break, Dusty. It's 12 after. We got to go. We got. I'm sorry. We can't finish this. We got to go to break. Wrap it up. Let's get on to the next segment.
Richard of the week.
Everyone will think the Chiefs are going to get away with it, but Mahomes will throw a pick to Jesse Bates in the fourth quarter that'll end the game. Jesse Bates has been fantastic against Mahomes. They're going to wish Mel Kiper was actually right, that they did ban too high, because they're going to be getting killed with Bates and Von Bell.
Jesse Bates is 90.
Bijan Robinson will run for 125+. Falcons passing game will be effective. Travis Kelce will go off at least 80 yards on 6 catches. The rest of the offense will sputter without a running game. The Patty panic from national haters will start to ensue, because we'll have performed poorly in 3 straight games, but that'll all go away, because then the next week they will annihilate the Chargers. That is my script. 27-20, Chiefs lose.
27-20, Chiefs lose.
27.
That's right. That's what he said. That's what I said. We're going to break.
Oh,
thanks for listening.
Yes. No, I'm listening. I'm just saying, just reiterating.
It was my preseason pick. I'm sticking with it.
I did think
this was their first loss.
Oh, boy.
You got to go, man.
You're about to be more
hated. You're about to go clean those boogers off the wall.
Yeah, you're about to be more hated than Rob Brenton. Buffalo Rob.
Yeah, Buffalo Rob. We're going to start calling you Atlanta Mac.